Why did James place such a high value on the tongue as an indicator of a person's spiritual state?
James placed a high value on the tongue as an indicator of a person's spiritual state. And in doing so, he draws a theme that's a major theme, not only in wisdom literature, but also in the teaching of Jesus. If you go back and look at Proverbs 18, for instance, the tongue is depicted as not only giving life, but also giving death. The words of the wise sage are a food for those who receive them faithfully. And so words are more than just merely human expressions, but they actually have force, they have power. They not only express what is within the person's heart, but they also nourish those who hear it. Or conversely, they wound those. They are a danger to those if they're not valuable, if they're not good words, if they're not faithful and wise words. Jesus likewise says that the things outside of the body do not defile it, and therefore he's making commentary on the holiness code of the Old Testament. But rather, he says what's much more important is what comes from within the body out, and those are the words of a person. It's actually the words of a person that defile them, the false teaching, but not the things outside of the body. That's in Matthew 15, where he has that discussion. So James is drawing off of this theme, and he's likewise saying, the tongue has power. The tongue can give life, but the tongue can also bring death. It can also draw people away from God. It's like a rudder that steers a boat, and even though it's a small thing, it can steer a great ship to change course.
The question James raised about the tongue has such a high value in a person's life. In fact, James starts chapter 3 specifically with the teachers. Teachers naturally use their tongue. But more than just teachers' use of the tongue, there is also the normal daily use of the tongue. We are responsible whether we are formal teachers or simply teaching in our conversations with others, such as parents with their children or friends. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers, for you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. There is a huge responsibility on us for what we say, for we all stumble in many ways, and we have to be careful. He's highlighting the responsibility to be careful for what we say. Then he gives us three pictures to illustrate the influence and the power of the tongue on life in society. The first example is the picture of horses. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. We can direct a big horse just with this small bit. The point is that we can control a big body with a small piece. This is one. The second picture is for large and great ships. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder at the back of the ship. Once again, a small piece controls a big object. Then the third picture, how great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. So also, a fire starts with a small flame. It could become a huge fire blowing through a forest or an entire city. The same thing happens with the tongue. It has great influence. That is why James continues by saying, and the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. I mean, the words are very strong. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body. In other words, if I do not control my tongue, it could stain my life, setting on fire the entire course of life, affecting everything around me. We all know this from human history, from heads of state, and set on fire by hell. Wherever there is an uncontrollable tongue, there is an evil movement from hell. That is why James places a high value on our human responsibility to control our tongues.
James chapter 3 is an extended accusation of the tongue as being a really bad part, if you like, of the Christian life. Why is he wanting to tame the tongue so much? Well, I wonder if it's partly because of the influence of Jesus, again, who taught so much that it's what comes from within us which is actually what defiles us. You remember that teaching in Mark chapter 7, where Jesus said it's not what comes from outside which defiles a person, it's what comes up from within. And so the tongue is, if you like, the gateway to our interior, what's going on inside my character, myself right now. And our words express what's inside. And Jesus has spoken so much about, fruit trees, making sure that the fruit matches what the tree is meant to be. And it's as though James is picking up on this idea that our own interior life, that if there's poison, if there's darkness inside, well, it's going to come out through the tongue. So I think it's the influence of Jesus. But another reason perhaps why he focuses on the tongue is, sadly, he's probably already experienced in the early Christian communities, the damage that the tongue can do. Whether it's just gossip from people or people being rude about their leaders or being negative about the Gentiles coming to the church, whatever it is, people can do an incredible amount of damage with the tongue. And he says, you know, this small thing can cause just havoc, you know, and can cause a great fire to be emblazoned. I think it's probably, sadly, it's because the early Christian community was no better at using the tongue than you and I are, and he'd seen the damage it can create. I think finally, perhaps, he's just very aware of the role of teachers and what a responsibility we who teach or preach do have in the Christian church. And we can do incredible damage if we're teaching things which are untrue doctrinally, but also incredible damage if we are saying coming out with all the right things, but we're doing it in the wrong manner, without a loving heart. You know, Paul warned about not having love in our hearts. And if we're teaching truth, but in an unloving spirit, it's our tongue, if you like, that reveals it. There was a great preacher in the 17th century who said you can undo a whole sermon by just one careless word later in the week. And I think we need to be very careful how we use our tongues.
Chapter 3 of James is powerful in terms of it speaking about the power and the influence of the tongue. And there's some amazing analogies here. The example of the rudder of a boat being small but being able to guide the whole ship. It's a great analogy. And I believe he does that because the tongue is a real indicator of what's in the heart, that out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And I love what he says here. It's very challenging in verse 9 of chapter 3. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing, my brothers and sisters. This should not be. And it's amazing how deep that is, because he's rooting the command about the tongue in us being image bearers of God, that when we curse someone else, it doesn't make sense to praise God and then curse a person that's made in the image of God. Those things are inconsistent, and it reveals a heart that has a problem with God if I'm cursing someone that's made in God's image. And so the tongue is maybe the greatest indicator of what's really going on in our heart, because it doesn't come from nowhere. What comes out of our mouths comes from within. Just a question of whether we want it to or not.